There's another plea to save Wisconsin's prescription drug program for seniors, which is set to expire in June. Tom Fraser, executive director of the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups, wants the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to either improve Medicare Part D or continue the federal waiver for senior care.
Wisconsin did it right. Senior care was developed, the concept of the program was developed by advocates and consumers, not by drug companies and insurance companies.
More than 105,000 seniors are enrolled in Wisconsin's senior care program, which Democrats and Republicans in our state agree is cost-effective, comprehensive, and uncomplicated. The prescription drug program for seniors is funded with both federal and state dollars, but because of Medicare Part D, the federal government wants to discontinue its funding of senior care. 84-year-old Betty Linton of Fitchburg recently broke her leg and now relies more on costly prescription drugs.
And you know, when you get older, if your Social Security doesn't cover things, it's your kids that'll have to come forward and pay the bills for you.
Linton says her prescription drugs got too expensive while she was on Medicare, so her son had to pick up the tab, that is, until she found out about senior care, or as she calls it, the magic card, which decreased her prescription drug costs dramatically. Currently, Wisconsin's senior care program continues to exist only because of a federal waiver. Another waiver extension request was submitted to extend senior care until June of 2010. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.